Welcome to the God Show, .us Daily. Tonight, we are gathered in this arena to induct into the Hall of Fame a question that humanity has been asking for 10,000 years without pause, without relief, and without a clear answer. The plaque is already engraved. The crowd is on its feet. One question. 15 traditions. Every single one of them has something to say about the hand that keeps reaching across the table when it has completely forgotten why.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered by 15 wisdom traditions. Every day. You can find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, how do I keep choosing this person when the choosing stopped feeling like anything years ago? Here's what's at stake if you get this wrong. If you call it devotion when it's actually an old posture your body forgot to stop holding, you could spend years more at an altar where the fire went out. And if you call it emptiness when it's actually the slow coal of a long love, you walk away from the realest thing you ever built. Both mistakes cost a life. Same question, what do I do when the choosing stopped feeling like anything? Taoism goes somewhere surprising here. It says the numbness itself might be structural, not a warning sign. A load-bearing wall. The hub of the wheel doesn't spin. Everything turns around what stays still. The early fire, the struck match feeling, that was new wood catching. This is the coal. The slow interior burn that doesn't announce itself because it no longer needs to. Some people will find that the most comforting image they've heard in years. Others will recognize it immediately as the most convenient story a person in denial has ever borrowed from a philosophy.
I'll take convenient story for 400, because cynicism, the actual ancient Greek school, not eye-rolling, does not let you rest there. It says, you know the difference between a callus earned by grip and a hand that simply forgot it was supposed to let go. Those two things feel identical from the inside. That's the whole problem. Taoism gives you the image. Cynicism hands you the question underneath it.
Judaism and Islam come at this from the covenant angle, and they're doing something specific that I think gets overlooked. Judaism says the Aleinu doesn't wait for you to mean it before you stand. The father in the Midrash walks to the well every morning for 30 years. Not because he's thirsty, because his feet remember the way his heart went. Islam says the same motion in a different key. You choose so that the feeling has somewhere to return to. The hand making the coffee without being asked. That reaching is the worship, warmth or not. If you find meaning through promises kept rather than feelings chased, those two traditions are pointing directly at you.
Existentialism flat out refuses that framing. No covenant logic, no ritual, no, the practice makes space for the feeling. Sartre's move is colder. No feeling is coming to ratify you. You are already the person who stays or the person who leaves. The numbness isn't absence of choice. It is the exact texture of freedom when freedom has nowhere left to hide, which is bracing and also kind of terrifying and also probably true.
The pop culture oracle landed on Frozen, of all things. Anna knocking on Elsa's door. Do you want to build a snowman? Softer each time. Until the knocking becomes just a habit her knuckles do without her. The oracle's read is genuinely sharp. You are not devoted, you are practiced. There's a doctor's intake form quality to that, pen hovering over the box marked reason for visit. And you realize you've been writing love on autopilot for years without checking whether it still describes the symptom. Vedantic philosophy would add, the one filling out the form is not the whole of you. The witness behind every hollow morning has never gone numb. But you have to actually look up from the form to find it. Stoicism said something I keep returning to. It cannot tell you whether the numbness is exhaustion or wisdom. Neither can the rest of them. What they can do is sharpen the question enough that you stop filling out the form on autopilot. Tomorrow deserves the kind of question that shows up already knowing what it's risking.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The plaque for tonight's question has been installed. The crowd is quiet now. 15 traditions step to the podium, and not one of them agreed on whether the empty hand is holy or just stuck. And that disagreement, friends, is why we keep showing up. If this show means something to you, it is free, and it runs every single day in multiple languages because listeners choose to support it. Find out how at thegodshow.us. The hand is still hovering over the form. Fill it in honestly. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.